I wanted to get guys whose voices I loved, first of all. Those Brothers Osborne, their harmonies, man. It just kills me when brothers can sing like that, you know? It kills me, and I love it, and I thought they'd be great. And the Thousand Horses boys are friends of mine, and I love their music. The last year, I've spent a lot of time hanging out with those guys and doing stuff together and playing shows together, and I think they're great. I love what they do. And, you know, Brett, because it's just something about that kid. I mean, his voice is so special. I mean, it's so special. I love him. I think he's awesome. I hear his songs, and you know, and you hear his records, and you go, man, that guy, he's got it. You know, he ain't faking it. That's for real. I had played some shows with him, and I had done some, you know, guitar pulls with him, and I loved hanging with him. We'd hang out and talk, and he'd make me laugh, and you know, I'd go, this kid gets it, you know. And I just wanted to tour with him, and you know, I thought it'd be really cool to just go out and you know, just take him out and have a good time, and just. You know, this might be the last time he ever opens up for somebody. You know, he'll probably be headlining next year. So it's like, you know, let's get him and go have some fun. And I wish he didn't know how to dress. I'm like, dude, if we got a day off and we got to go to dinner, I got to see what you got on before we go out. Because you're not going to make me look like a bum. And you look like, you know, you're on your way to the Playboy Mansion. You look so cool, you know. But he's a great dude.